Phase 3 of the Patriots' offseason program is underway in Foxborough. According to league rules, teams may conduct 10 days of OTA practices in which no live contact drills are permitted, but coaches can instruct in 7-on-7, 9-on-7, and 11-on-11 drills. The soggy May conditions didn't damper the work the Patriots expected to get done in the third of the Phase 3 practices.
Well, it gives you an opportunity to have kind of a rainy day atmosphere, which, I mean, in my years here, we've averaged probably 2 rain games a year. So to be able to go in and work on your keeping your feet under your toes and making cuts in the slippery surface, it's very nice. So along with catching in the rain, it's a lot tougher, and it's good to get an opportunity to do it.
Though the sessions are voluntary, New England displayed a nearly full roster of present players. Most notable of Patriots' veteran appearances was Rob Gronkowski as a full participant after undergoing season-ending back surgery in 2016. Defensive back Malcolm Butler was also present after working through contract negotiations and rumored interest from other teams.
Just got to come here and just play football. You know, you got to earn everything you want. Just got to come here, work hard each and every day. Nobody's going to give you nothing. Just come here and work hard and play.
Dante Hightower, Stephen Guskowski, Malcolm Mitchell, and Daron Harmon did not participate. Today's open session also provided the first look at the Patriots' high-profile offseason acquisitions in a practice setting. Stephon Gilmore, Brandon Cooks, Dwayne Allen, Coney Ealy, and Mike Gillisley each signed on to be a Patriot as a part of an aggressive offseason roster-building effort by Bill Belichick. Cooks, acquired in a trade with New Orleans, adds depth to an already competitive receiving core.
Brandon has come in and worked extremely hard. He's committed to trying to learn our system and our offense and his role in it, and then do whatever he can to help our team. I love his work ethic and what he's done to try to put himself in position to come out here and practice well. So again, we've only had 2 real days with him, you know, on the practice field, so we'll see how it goes.
It's coming along. I just got to do my job, to study, to come up to par and to catch up, and do what I have to do, and everything else to take care of itself.
Gilmore and Ealy were also among the first free agency adds, and defensive coordinator Matt Patricia says despite their skills, he starts each year from scratch.
You know, when you get a guy that just comes to a program, I don't care what position it is, you know, there's obviously a period that you go through to try to just, everybody's got to learn. And really for us, the way we approach it every year, we start over with everything. So try to teach everybody from a basic standpoint and build day to day, week to week on the stuff that we do so that the new guys can, you know, they're right in the learning with everybody else, and the guys that have been here, they can, you know, obviously add some little coaching points and things like that to help those guys.
Practice concluded with a visit of a team of special guests. With Gillette Stadium playing host to the 2017 NCAA Lacrosse Championships, the Boston College women's lacrosse team was welcomed into the huddle.
Team on three, 1, 2, 3!
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.